Next case under advisement is case number 11,375. This is for the elevator, gentlemen, that we have heard. For long term.
Some questions about the common area came up and
right,
and
yep.
And I understand that questioning, but to me, it's kind of like questions about deed restrictions or what's the other deed restrictions and covenants?
Covenants.
I mean, you know, that's something we don't enforce or consider, and
right.
You know, that would probably be.
Well, I don't feel that, John. I don't feel that it is has anything to do with the has to do with this variance. In other words, the variance of whether it's common ground or it isn't common ground has nothing to do with the covenants. It may be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a issue I think for the condominium association to take up, and not necessarily for us to address. Or maybe I'm not saying the same thing as you. You think that is a consideration?
Yeah, I do. I think it is. I think it is an issue that should be looked into.
I mean, it's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like, you know, like in Cape Windsor, you know, that they say it's okay, you know, to do something or build in the setbacks, but, you know, the county has its own rules.
But they haven't said that here. No one said anything that it's okay to build in there.
Right, but we don't consider, is what I'm saying, we don't consider the covenants or deed restrictions, and so if this is a common area issue, then that's for them to take up in whatever.
Well, if we don't have that fact, how can it appear before us then?
Well, the question is that does it meet the five standards?
Yeah, right. And how can I make that decision when if I don't know if it's common area or if it is common area or it isn't.
Okay.
I see both of your points, and maybe this will help a little bit. I don't think that what we were presented with gave us, or at least gave me, a clear understanding of what the applicant owned. It's very possible that what she owns abuts to the edge of that property, in which case the elevator would be within that. Mm-hmm. It's also possible that, and I've seen this with certain condominiums before, that her unit is confined to in some cases you'll see them where there's studs in. You own the unit from the studs in of your unit, and the studs out are a collective
right.
own. And, you know, this is kind of why I asked the question about that, because we don't know that. But one of the things that you do see with this, and I suspect this is the case, is that she owns either she owns it or the HOA of which she is a member of probably owns that area. Mm-hmm. There are a couple ways that I could be handled. One is you could say, hey, we want to investigate this a little more to see if that's something that's an ownership issue. I realize that's something the board tends not to do as far as investigating ownership issues and title issues. The other issues, you can vote yay or nay on it. If the board were to approve it, then you're looking at a situation where it's possible that the association or the neighbors may contested on grounds that they have some legal right to that area, in which case, again, that's not something the board were to investigate. I think it would have been helpful to know that, but I don't know that it's something that is necessary for your decision tonight. I think perhaps what is more important is the consideration that we've had with fair housing about that, you know, is this someone who's within a protected class, and is what she's asking for a reasonable accommodation of the code, and then also considering that with our variance request, you know, does it meet the standards? I know there's a lot to
kind of digest. And is this the only alternative that she has?
Yep.
Yeah, that's.
Well, and again, that's where it goes to the reasonable accommodation. That's what, you know, this board is required to look at when, if there's someone who fits within a protected class.
Does that say that she will be a handicap, or she is a handicap? We don't know that, right?
Well, the witness made a presentation that she had some ambulatory issues, and that they were likely going to be permanent, and that she was going through some surgery. It was a degenerative problem, and if I recall, so that it's likely at some point she's going to be wheelchair bound. You know, may not be tomorrow, but it might be
6 months.
6 months. It might be a year. Might be
3 years.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
So whether she would fit into that protected class, I think there's probably a strong argument that she would.
Could be.
You know, I don't have the medical data in front of me, and you know that's kind of hamstrung by it.
Yeah.
But you know what's been presented to us, we didn't have anything to the contrary of that either. So,
stuff we had brought before us before, we had the medical stuff that we could go on.
Yeah.
This is just by really hearsay.
Well, and what I heard in the testimony was it's assumed that because it's degenerative that she will be wheelchair bound, but I didn't hear that it was definite that she would be. I didn't hear that it was definite that she would, you know, not be able to. Or not want desire to not live there forever.
Yeah.
You know, but naturally she wants to live there now.
I think what, and the point that I had, I think that Jamie has cleared that up for me, that they can, if that is common ground, they can appeal the application if we happen to approve it.
I think that would be potentially an issue that they can handle within their own association.
Yeah.
If somebody felt that was being built on their grounds.
Right.
To Mr. Mills's point, you know, I think that the issue that the board needs to consider is, you know, obviously the five standards, but, you know, is what's being offered a reasonable accommodation? Or, you know, are there other options outside of obtaining a variance as well? As if, you know, it's just kind of part of that consideration because we have the Fair Housing Act.
That protected class.
Of course, he was explaining to us, which was very informative, that with that chair, rail chair, he's going to have to put two of those in, correct? And the cost?
Well, I guess three.
Three, maybe, yeah.
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 And he indicated that the cost of that
would
supersede the cost of an elevator.
Let's think about it reasonably here. If one of us, in our experience of aging, comes to a point where we can't get up and down three flights of stairs, wouldn't you consider moving?
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, yes.
Downsizing, one story. Yeah, sure.
And
I think most people do.
Yes.
That is certainly. The Fair Housing Act, I don't think, will allow you to bring that into your determination.
Right, okay, so I was just going to ask you that.
Right.
I think the purpose of that is allowing people to remain in their dwelling with a reasonable accommodation if necessary.
But common sense again.
That's common sense. And, you know, for a person who's only had the property for 3 years.
Didn't hear that it was a permanent home or vacation home, or
I think she said vacation.
Vacation home.
Yeah. Would like to move here.
That's the impression I had. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a case like, you know, want or need. You know, I just want maybe some Alaska, but the need wasn't really a need there for it right now. There's a need in the future. If she needs it, like, hey, Bud just said, you know, you don't want the letter from the doctor. She needs it right now because she's going.
You know, I asked the question too. I mean, he installed the elevators and stuff. Mm-hmm. We didn't hear anything else from anybody that besides him that say you could change the rooms up to take care of a wheelchair, or, you know, assets to each one of the rooms.
You know, we didn't hear anything on that. We just heard from him putting this elevator in.
And what I heard was this was the least expensive
way to
method.
For him to put the elevator in, yes.
I think you asked about the, didn't you, John, about the railings?
Well, I did, if the, you know, other methods, and the cost would be higher, but and you know, I think what we heard was the cost to put it inside would be higher. I mean, you know, this was the least expensive method, but that's what I heard.
Those you need three.
Yeah, I think I, well, I meant to put the elevator inside.
Oh, okay. I felt like the
I wouldn't mind.
What bothers me a little bit is not a permanent resident. And I think Mr. Hudson kind of had me thinking along that way. If it was a, you know, my thinking would be a little different if it was a permanent resident.
Well, he stayed there. If she was able to get this in, she was going to be able to come down and enjoy the beach ceremony with it. She'd be able to.
Right, that's a,
Yeah, so with that, so then there, it would be a permanent home if she can get this in. So if she don't, then she's not going to be able to use it.
I didn't understand that.
I already said that. Yeah, she would like to, if she'd had this, she'd be able to use it more, but due to the fact of the steps. She can't, you know, in over time, going down the steps of the floors would bother. It's not she can't, she won't be able to walk. You'll still be able to, you know, you'll be able to walk once you get them done. But the pressure of putting down and going up the stair steps or the steps from one floor to the other is where you'll begin to have the problems.
Hudson.
And that's what he is stating.
Mr. Hudson made it clear there, you know, had me thinking in that area also, if it was a permanent home, you should move, right? Mm-hmm. But this is not even that. This is a vacation home.
Oh, the hood, or this, you know, fair housing thing.
And it, I guess either way, it doesn't change the fact that she's entitled to.
Yes. Yeah. This is discussion that we need to do. To air this out of
our
thoughts.
Really confused what to do with it. I just,
I feel that.
I think it might be a good idea we have more time to consider.
Yeah, let's think about this.
Yeah, yeah, to our next regular meeting, which will be on the 21st.
No, it'll be next.
Well, 14th, that's a make. 14th, well, yeah, we can do it 14th. Just go to 20, whatever.
Well, I think if we were to put it on for the 21st. For next week, we might have some putting it on the agenda within the 7 day.
Oh, the 21st. Put it on the 21st. Yeah, I was going to tell them to do it the 21st.
You got to be on the agenda for 7 days.
Yeah. So we do it on for the 21st. All right. If everybody would like that, I'd entertain a motion, isn't it?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, make a motion to table case number 11,375 until our April 21st meeting.
Okay. Okay. Have a second to that?
Second.
I got a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 11,375 until our April 21st meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. All right. That takes care of that, gentlemen. They've got one case under